that rules 66% of the world and maintains a stranglehold over the populations, causing two-thirds of the people to go to bed hungry. But fastly, we're seeing Washington and its imperialism backing off because of the immense courage of the Soviet Union. It shows that Washington is very much concerned about the seizure of U.S. planes, but is totally indifferent if terrorist actions, criminal murderers, are committed against the planes and citizens of the free Soviet Union and the other free socialist countries. It also shows from these replies that the seven Western countries intend to appropriate the function of an international policeman and be sole judge of air hijacking and other acts of international terrorism. The impression is given that the seven Western countries, lackeys, all ass-kissers of U.S. imperialism, are going to employ sanctions unilaterally, that means on their own without consultation, at their own discretion, in their own interest. The Soviet Union suggests that Cuba continue with its policy of accepting hijackers that arrive in Cuba. Thus far, Cuba has tried on the part of world peace, where it was not a political situation, to deal with any hijacker as a criminal, as they deserve to be dealt with. But USA has no standard of morality, absolutely no principles of justice. Cooperation bills. The Prague Czechoslovakian metro is a striking example of a fruitful Soviet Czechoslovakia cooperation after the 8 year or 9 year ago attempt by the CIA to overthrow Czechoslovakia. Between the two countries, the Soviet Union and her Czechoslovakian communist ally and their peoples. Leonid Brezhnev, head of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, USSR, says in a message of greetings to the builders of the Prague Underground Railway on the completion of its second line ahead of schedule. The Underground Railway will also serve as a complex, as an underground city in case of nuclear war. As I've often said, it shows by the fact that socialist nations build underground cities and shelters for their people that they care about human beings. The USA does not have one shelter for the public. And the one shelter they do have is in Washington that goes down 100 feet deep. And it's not too secure at that. And the senators or congressmen cannot take any of their wives or children. In their reply, the builders of the Prague Metro thanked the Communist Party of the Soviet Union Central Committee and the Soviet government for their great assistance in building the railway. Last bit of news. Anniversary message to Indian leaders, our American natives. The three decades of Indian, no, this is the Indian nation subcontinent, correction please. The three decades of India's independent development have provoked and provided proof of the remarkable achievements of the Indian people in their economic and cultural development, says the Soviet message of greetings sent to President Neelam Sanjiva Reddy of India and the Indian Prime Minister Manohar Desai on the occasion of the 31st anniversary of India's independence. The CIA and imperialism in general, through USA's intervention, has tried desperately to move India away from its alliance towards the USSR, but unsuccessful thus far. The message, which is signed by Leonid Brezhnev, General Secretary of the Communist Party Soviet Union, Central Committee, and President of the Presidium of the USSR, those will be the people that will be coming, the leading rulers of the Soviet Union, to visit us. So we want to be welcoming them with open arms. The Supreme Soviet and Alex Kosygin, Chairman of the USSR Council of Ministers, says that India now rightfully holds a worthy place on the world scene, plays an active role in the non-aligned movement, and enjoys high international prestige while pursuing a policy of peace détente, that means peaceful coexistence, and support for the legitimate rights of the peoples fighting for national liberation against the forces of U.S. imperialist aggression and her NATO allies and their oppressions that are being conducted across the world, most recently in a transatlantic attempt to involve Chile, to bring white mercenaries from Chile the worst ISIS regime in South America into Namibia, black Namibia, to deny them their guaranteed elections, free elections in December. The Soviet leaders declare that the same aims are also served by the steady development of Soviet-Indian relations, firmly based on the Treaty of Peace, Friendship, and Cooperation, and the 7th anniversary of which was just this week. The treaty meets the vital interests of the peoples of the two countries and is an important and effective factor in strengthening peace in Asia and all over the world, they say. In spite of all the reactionaries' attempt led by USA to divide India and the Soviet Union, all attempts have been unsuccessful to date. The message also expresses firm confidence that the friendly relations between the USSR and India subcontinent of nearly 1 billion people will continue to grow stronger and develop for the benefit of the peoples of the two countries and the sake of universal peace and international security. Soviet Union also said in closing greetings on anniversary of the Korean liberation. The Korean DPRK, the only rightful government of Korea, has been non-aligned, but it's very close to the Soviet Union in that it models most of its collectives and cooperatives after the Soviet Union. Cooperation with the Philippines. Satisfaction with the results of a recent visit to the Soviet Union was expressed on our arrival in Manila by Mrs. Imelda Marcos, Ministry of Ecology and Settlements of the Republic of the Philippines. This to the chagrin of her husband, who has been taking a very strong and reactionary stand against those who are fighting for freedom on the Philippine Islands. During her visit to the Soviet Union, an agreement on cultural cooperation last week between the USSR and the Philippine Islands was signed by Mrs. Marcos, wife of the dictator of Philippines, and Soviet Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko. Speaking in Manila, the capital of the Philippine Islands, on the results of her visit, Mrs. Marcos said that in the course of their talks on a wide range of issues, Alex Kosygin, chairman of the USSR Council of Ministers, had assured her that the Soviet Union wished the peoples of Southeast Asia peace and prosperity, and had expressed a sincere desire of the USSR to widen cooperation in order to contribute to the development of the Philippines. She said that the USSR was the most advanced country in the world. This brought great consternation to her husband. She stressed the desire of her country to develop closer relations with the Soviet Union, which is the avant-garde of liberation. It seems that Mrs. Marcos has social democratic tendencies, to say the least, in spite of the fascist tendencies of her husband, and she is one not to bow to the chauvinism of her dictator husband of the Philippine Islands. Thus ends the commentary of the news, and we hope that you will study it closely and give attentiveness to it. Remember, we may have guests in at any moment by helicopter who are coming from the government to see a performance of our band. I would also like for them to see a performance of our basketball team, if they have time. So we may call you at a moment's notice. We do not know when the helicopter will be coming. They will come at their earliest convenience, according to the report we received. Thank you and much love. There has been such report, and it will be made a matter of public issue if it is not remedied immediately. The threat of violence is, in my mind, comparable to violence. We want no violence in this community. We have had none. And we want it to maintain that standard of peace and reaching people by mind or, if necessary, by medical therapy, depending upon their illness. Again, I repeat, I want no threat of violence or use of violence in any department. No physical contact is to be tolerated between people. We are reasonable human beings. We are people who have evolved along the lines of socialism on the road to the proper ideal, the highest ideal. And violence should drop from us like the scales from a leper. We must remember this And keep it in mind, again, no threats of violence, or I will make it a redounding public issue. May this be circulated throughout the Public Service Union, and kept in mind in all departments, I will not accept threat of violence, shaking, or any other matter. You can deprive privileges, you can have people do longer work discipline, all sorts of things of this. If you cannot control someone beyond if they're acting insane, you take them to the medical department. If they want to play at insane, or if they are simply disturbed. Most of the so-called insane business is a manipulation. And we want you to know that we are very much aware that insanity is a manipulation from the experiment of the Chinese in the mental hospital. And what happened when he said, I guess, well, you're all babbling and no value to yourself or others. And he said he would take care of them with Bibles, as you know. 45 Bibles. And what happened was that all of them immediately began to get industrious. Their minds settled down. And they went to working in the gardens, hoeing, weeding, and acting as normal as all the others. Because they realized that socialism did not tolerate that kind of play acting. And we will, of course, give medical treatment to people who show bizarre actions that are not within the social setting. It does threat to the person or other persons. Anyone that does that, that's to be resolved by the medical department. And it will be put in that department. We don't mean to be put in a bed and given a picnic. They should be given therapy and proper medical treatment to cause them to change. Because nothing is incurable. When we see the great miracles of septicemia, blood disease, never healed, and the young Terry Smart. When we see stand by saying the healing of a heart condition, such as Johnny Franklin, when I met him on the wayside and suggested immediate treatment, I would have made his life. I'm just talking the last few hours and the falling of Marinetta Langston out of the top floor, straight down on her head. By no means should she escape a broken neck or absolute breaking of the cranium and allowing blood into her brain and becoming a permanent vegetable, if not immediate death. You've heard them all over and over again. The Evans child who had the simmer fall and laid in a coma. The little boy that was hit with a ball. Isaac Edwards, hit with a ball, coma, blinded, not moving, no hope. I said he would be all right, even when they took him on the plane, when he wasn't all right. Coming back when he took him on a plane, he was still blind. I said he would be all right. We don't have enough gratitude for the fact that the office can bring change and does bring change. Then we look at Rose Shelton, who fell, as all seniors are asked to carry sticks. She had, and it was a bad place, that's why we got to watch the walkways. See, there's no places that stick up. She caught her toe and went head first down, and she was blinded and suffered a concussion with no way of getting her out. She would have died. James Basie, no way for him to live with a horrible kidney infection and temperature. The moment I went past him, he was taken care of. And the same with another young man, 25 hours, shot out like cement, had blocked his kidney. Merely when I told him to get up and void, taking in of gasoline, which the vapor should have caused death to the young man. It did not cause death to him. Ricky Johnson, it's fantastic all up and down this path, and I could go on, just the last few hours. So everybody can change. We do not accept mental disorder as an irreparable or unchangeable situation. It can change and must change. And we want to have this played back in our minds and reviewed and think of the countless hundreds of other miracles here. As a youngster when I was growing up, years ago before suicide was hardly practiced because it was such a fear of religion. I never knew a year that there wasn't 3 to 5 known suicides in a town of 900 population. We've had none. So we know that we've seen the proof that mind lives on after death. We have the proof of immortality, much to one's consternation and dissatisfaction. But it does exist. And we've had the proof that all people can change. And all people must be given the environmental condition to change. There must be no violence or threat of violence. That is a demand from the office representing the people, and I will bring it out directly in the meeting tonight. Language begins at 7:30. News, rather, begins at 7:30, and language thereafter. I will announce free nights and days off on short notice. And we will try to have something planned for a special day, not too far away. But I won't, because of certain people's incorrigible patterns, be able to give you the kind of advance notice I'd like to. Let us build this community solidly with the offers we have in Africa, the interest that we have. I might tell you that even the U.S. Embassy went to the court here and said they were very concerned that I get the best medical care because they were concerned about what these 1,200 people would do in terms of their lives if anything happened to Jim Jones. So that might make you, we asked the judge and the registrar over and again if that was the case, and he named the man over and again. They were concerned that I get the best medical care and be allowed to travel freely to get that care because they were afraid that, I guess, the community would be radicalized if I wasn't here to keep them building, and they'd rather have us build a peaceful form of social change, light a candle rather than curse the darkness, rather than be back in their hair. And of course, so would we. But with all the offers we've had some wonderful offers, one we're not talking about. We want you to keep in mind that this is a community built on peace. We're to smile at each other. We're to speak as we go by. Anyone that does not speak is to be reported. He'll be brought up in people's form. And we brought for court consideration by the jury. You ought to be friendly. You ought to smile. I speak to everyone, no matter how ill I've been. And I came through a great miracle myself last night. A great miracle, as the laboratory technicians and the doctor could tell you. But I came through because of my love for you, the people. And I always speak. I always wave. If I miss for a moment the sound, I'll turn back and I'll holler at you. If I do this, you make yourself do it. I'm no more person of strength and endurance than you are. And it's your duty, children and adults, to be kind to each other. No pushing, no threats of pushing, no threats of violence. And a smile is to be given in this community. This is to be a community working on building the love of socialism. Thank you very much. Evening, according to numbers of people in the class, from 10 to 11, for the band, the karate team, and the basketball team, there was too much lightness and play. Now, the group that goes will be the group that does not show disrespect in that class or disrespect to the teacher and learns the most. It's not a play. They expect you to have some command of Marxist-Leninism. They expect you to have some command of language. I know that some of you are very good entertainers, but do not use the classroom for entertainment and divert others and cause others to feel that they can mimic you because you have leadership potential. This is an urgent appeal that the basis of going is that there's no anarchistic tendencies shown. No anarchistic tendencies shown is the basis for going to Georgetown and abroad. You know that. You'd understand that. You can't have it. You may know how to control your anarchism, but others don't. they carry it to the very lethal end. Sometimes they carry it so far as to do things of harm, try to run, try to kill, try to hurt. So don't show any anarchy. If you're someone that's looked up to as a leader, don't do so. And no matter what anyone else does, each person is responsible for their own doing. And I demand absolute cooperation in that class. Absolute cooperation for those that are going to have that privilege of honoring the name of socialism. I want you to be sure, to be absolutely sure, that you are conducting yourself in the best possible fashion. Thank you, and I love you.